In this bulletin, more wild weather for the southeast after Sydney's hottest August day for years. The Human Rights Commission wants to know more about the death of an Indigenous teenager in WA. And in sport, double Paralympic gold for Australia's cyclists. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghali. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning that a series of cold fronts will continue to batter the southeast of the nation with strong winds and heavy rain. Severe weather warnings for damaging winds are current for Tasmania, as well as parts of Victoria, southeast South Australia, and southeast New South Wales. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says the conditions will continue through to next week.
Another system is building through the day on Sunday, a very strong cold front that'll whip through Sunday night going into Monday with widespread damaging winds, possible rain and storms on the way into the early part of next week.
Meanwhile, Sydney has recorded its hottest August day since 2012, with temperatures reaching 29.3 degrees Celsius. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned that temperatures will continue to remain abnormally high for the season, with some areas in Queensland even hitting 15 degrees above average. The United Nations will vaccinate 640,000 children in Gaza against polio over a three-day period, relying on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas. The campaign targets children under 10 and involves more than 2,100 health workers from UN agencies and the Gaza Ministry of Health, working at hundreds of sites across Gaza and with mobile teams. The World Health Organization's senior official for the Palestinian territories, Rick Pieperkorn, is calling on both sides of the conflict to honor their commitment to the humanitarian pause in fighting.
Normally, within 4 weeks, you do the second round. When we start this process, we have to finish this process. So the assumption is for WHO, UNICEF, partners, that we, of course, will do the, we will definitely do the second round as well. Now, we need this humanitarian pauses, and that has been very clear. There's an agreement on that, so we expect that all parties will stick to that. Otherwise, indeed, it is actually impossible to do a proper campaign because you will definitely not reach your 90%.
The Human Rights Commission wants to discuss the death of an Indigenous teenager in the Banksia Detention Centre with the state premier. The 17-year-old was found unresponsive in his cell just after 10 p.m. on Thursday night. Officials say he had been in an intensive supervision unit because of concerns for his health and had been checked by staff 10 times in the hours before his death. There have been 27 attempted suicides at the Banksia Hill Center in the 2 months and the second person to lose their life in youth detention in the state in less than a year. Curtin University's Dr. Hannah McLeod tells the ABC a significant change is required.
We think there needs to also be an independent youth justice commissioner appointed who can report directly to the Premier, who sits outside of justice because they have consistently failed and created such a dangerous environment, especially for Aboriginal children.
Mark Chavez, one of the two doctors charged in Friends actor Matthew Perry's death, appeared in a Los Angeles federal court after agreeing to plead guilty and cooperate with prosecutors. 54-year-old Chavez confirmed his understanding of the charges and was allowed to remain free on bond, with restrictions including surrendering his passport and not practicing as a doctor. He also agreed to give up his medical license. Chavez signed a plea agreement earlier this month to plead guilty to conspiring to distribute ketamine, though he did not formally enter his plea or discuss the case in court. Chavez's lawyer, Matthew Bininger, spoke briefly outside the courthouse after the proceedings.
What we can tell you is that he's incredibly remorseful what happened, not just because it happened to Matthew Perry, but because it happened to a patient. He is trying to do everything in his power to right the wrong that happened here. My client is accepting responsibility. He is doing everything in his power to cooperate, to help in this situation, and he's incredibly remorseful.
Australia has scored 2 gold medals at the Paralympics in just 15 minutes at the Paris Velodrome. In his first outing at the Paralympics, Corey Boddington took gold in the men's C45 1,000-meter time trial. Shortly after that, paracycling great Emily Petrikova successfully defended her Tokyo crown in the C4 3,000-meter individual pursuit. She told Channel 9 it was an incredible feeling.
It's mainly elation, to be honest, because I was so unsure of myself. My body has been really fighting me hard. Like, I've been an MS flare for the last 8 weeks, and I literally could only get on the bike because of the medical support I've received while we've been away.
Meanwhile, in the wheelchair rugby, the Steelers beat France in a close-fought game, 55-53. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.